Get back, just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network here on this Tuesday, July 28, 2026 edition. Chip, to answer your question or concern, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who is running for governor and will be on the ballot next Tuesday, August 4th, formally announced in May of this year, 2026, that she is establishing strict administrative firewalls for the upcoming 2026 gubernatorial election to eliminate any potential conflicts of interest as she runs for governor of the state of Michigan. Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has recused herself from all standard procedures and oversight decisions that could affect the gubernatorial race. She, Benson, has officially delegated those specific responsibilities directly to Michigan State Director of Elections, Jonathan Brader. Under these new rules, Benson will not receive information regarding candidate disqualifications, ballot measure petitions, recounts, or any post-election audits for her race until the bipartisan Michigan Board of State Canvassers finishes processing them and certifies the election. Michigan State Board of Canvassers is made up of two Republicans and two Democrats. However, the actual administering of the election will be performed of any duties that Secretary of State Benson has performed in the past will in fact be done by Jonathan Brader, the state's Bureau of Elections director. If you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you over a swampland down in Lansing. These administrative rules are not laws. They are not in any way, shape, or form anything that a state Senate, state House, and a governor has ever signed into law. They are administrative firewalls, rules that she's put in place. Now, let me ask you a very simple question, folks. Jocelyn Benson has been sued over breaking our election laws in the past. Not once, not twice, but seven times. In each one of these lawsuits, all seven of them, she was found guilty by a judge as to breaking our election laws. However, the laws did not have any punishment attached to them. No fines, no fees, no penalties, no jail time. Benson, who is an attorney, knew that. You don't think she knows the laws? You don't think she knows how to bend the laws to her political advantage? And we're supposed to believe that she will follow her own, quote, administrative rules. Sure. Short break. We'll be right back.
After avoiding debates for months, John James just made it clear why. When questioned by Perry Johnson about his support for the reviled killswitch mandate and being funded by data center developers, John James strangely replied,
"I know when you were born, black people could still be bought and sold in this country, but no one owns me."
Huh? John James went right to the Democrat strategy of playing the race card. John James is no conservative. He's a lying liberal. John James as governor? Terrifying thought. Perry Johnson is our conservative choice. Non-politician, real Republican, really smart. Helps save the American automobile industry. And can apply the same skills to get Michigan back on track. Perry Johnson for Michigan.
I'm Perry Johnson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Perry Johnson for Governor.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three. Yesterday, while President Trump was at the General Motors Proving Grounds giving a speech down in Milford, just 4 miles away from his speech, Republican gubernatorial candidate Perry Johnson and his supporters celebrated President Donald Trump's appearance, undeterred by the fact that the chief executive president did not back Equality Guru's campaign in this upcoming primary. Perry Johnson socialized with some 300 well-wishers, supporters, on the spacious front lawn of State Representative Matt Maddock and former Michigan Republican Party co-chair Michonne Maddock, while the Trump speech was playing in the background. While folks parked themselves in front of a large outdoor screen to listen to Trump, many more were forming around Johnson, hoping to get a photograph with the candidate known for his 4747 plan to eliminate state income tax. Questioning Michonne Maddock, the co-host of the event, she said, "Perry's brought all the grassroots together, and this is a force to be reckoned with. I know that the morning after Perry Johnson wins on August 4th, the first phone call he's going to get is from President Trump. Congratulations, Perry. Job well done. What can we do to help you win in November?" said Michonne Maddock. Of course, everybody knows by now, President Trump has endorsed Johnson's primary opponent, John James. But neither Maddock nor Johnson said they are upset with the president over it. Perry said, "Everybody knows I love President Trump. Let's face it. You have this group of advisors who are advising the president. They also have relationships with the people working with them for many years. Our congressman has been on the political scene for many years, and in fairness, we have a very slim majority in the United States House of Representatives, and President Trump knows that he needs his vote." Maddock said she's confident that Trump will call Johnson immediately if he wins the primary election. She went on to say, "I have sat at the desk while endorsements are being made by President Trump. I've watched the sausage being made, and it's not pretty. You take advice from your people. People that you trust. This isn't personal." Well, Perry Johnson went on to say, "President Trump knows me, loves me, and loves the fact that I've pushed back on him actually many times. This isn't the first time. It probably won't be the last." Well, one of the things that is pretty interesting is that yesterday marked the first Trump rally in Michigan since December of 2015 that Michonne Maddock was not there in person. She said instead of being next to him in her own hometown, Maddock brought in a hot dog stand, a taco truck, and a large screen TV to air the speech, offering people the opportunity to meet and talk with Perry and ask him questions directly. The reason that there's a lot of people frustrated with the decisions being made in this campaign is clearly obvious. Well, this event, along with the president speaking at General Motors Proving Grounds, comes on the very day that Perry Johnson's campaign filed a campaign finance complaint against James for alleged paperwork problems made during his application process for public funding. Perry Johnson is claiming that James is trying to collect public funding from donations he received before he applied for the money. But the Bureau of Elections says the mistake actually may be on their end. Okay, wait a minute. Bureau of Elections are putting out a statement that they may have screwed up. And then based on my first segment of this hour, Chip says, wait a minute, how can Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson administer this election when she's running for governor? Well, then Benson comes out and says that she's put up firewalls and rules delegating the responsibility of this election to the Bureau of Elections, specifically the director of it, Jonathan Brader. But now they're saying the very same person that's going to be overseeing administering this election says it may be a mistake on their end that they screwed up. Bottom line is John James amended his campaign finance documents August of 2025 to note that he did plan on accepting public funding. But he filled out his initial application on a county document as opposed to a state document. Apparently, it took the Bureau of Elections a few months to sort through what needed to happen, according to a source from the Secretary of State's office. You got to be kidding me. Well, very, very interesting that this complaint comes out just 1 week before the primary election. Not really giving John James time to even respond to it. Well, the TV ads are going to start airing probably tomorrow or Thursday. Kevin Gievsky said he shot the commercial last night at Perry Johnson's home, and he said he's looking forward to seeing it before he comes on my show tomorrow. But I'm going to definitely question Kevin Gievsky, the attorney, about this alleged mistake made by the Bureau of Elections. Very, very, very interesting. Going to shift gears real quick. Short story. 9 days of early voting, folks, started this past Saturday. Saturday, July 25th. You can vote today. You can vote this week. You can vote in person early up until this coming Sunday, August 2nd. Then this coming Monday, August 3rd, they're off. You won't be able to vote in person. And then the next day, Election Day, Tuesday, August 4th, you can vote and must vote. This is critically important, folks, that you get out and participate in this primary. In most cases, in a lot of these races, you don't even have a choice except for governor. Mike Rogers, unopposed as the Republican candidate, no need to vote for him. Your state representative, your state senator running for re-election, probably in some cases, again, unopposed, no reason to vote for him. The only real race we have going in this upcoming Tuesday, August 4th election is Perry Johnson or John James for governor. Now, in some congressional races, for example, our district up here in North Country, the first district, very competitive, three people running, incumbent Congressman Jack Bergman, Justin Michael, and Matthew Donatter, who jumped into the race quite late. Those three names are on the ballot. Question is, who are you going to vote for? Well, personally, I'm voting for Justin Michael and Perry Johnson. We should hopefully find out late next Tuesday, a week from tonight. Unless, of course, Wayne County holds up everything in Detroit. But really, who's ever leading? Probably, I'm going to say, by the 11 o'clock news next Tuesday, we should know who won the race for governor. May not have all the results in yet because of Wayne County, but they're not going to impact the Republican primary anyway. And as far as the Democrat race goes, Jocelyn Benson's got this locked up. Chris Swanson, hate to tell you, brother, you're getting your butt kicked on Tuesday night. It could end up being as high as 70-30. Now, one of the things that we're looking at here is the process. Okay, here we go. It looks like we're getting confirmation. John Patrick Yab created a group text message with Brian Smitsky. Brian, please schedule a few minutes from the bus per my invite. I texted him. I said, hey, John, is Perry available to come on my radio show on Friday via Teams? Friday show repeats all weekend long and re-airs Monday morning at 8:30. I created a Teams link for Perry to join. Here it is. Well, he just forwarded it to his scheduler. Brian texted me back just now. Great. So Perry Johnson looks like he's been confirmed to be on the show Friday, 11:30 to 11:50. So mark your calendars, let your friends know. If somebody who's never heard Perry Johnson before, have them tune in. This will be the last interview before the Tuesday, August 4th primary election. This Friday, July 31st, from 11:30 to 11:50. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.